This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
And we invite you on over to our website at freetalklive.com, giving you the features there on the site totally free. So enjoy those, and you can get interactive. You can create the content there. You find something online you think's interesting. You can just submit it to the website, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you see up there. So you can, again, create the content over at freetalklive.com. So, Nenny, you and I had a very interesting morning and afternoon.
Today was a crazy day, Ian.
It was crazy, and it got crazier as the day went on. We started out, innocuously enough, just coming out in the bright and early morning hours here in Keene, New Hampshire, where Mitt Romney was going to be having a campaign appearance, so we decided to come out with the Shire Choir. And we talked about the Shire Choir on these airwaves before. The Shire Choir was formed to bring some music to the Liberty Movement. And to I think music has a very important role in activism, and it's something that was kind of missing from this movement in the last 5 years or so. And it's kind of popped up here and there. But now there's an actual Shire Choir, and we're going out and we're doing performances and practices and performing over at like state liquor stores, for instance. We'll stand out in front of or inside of a state liquor store and sing carols. There's video of this over at freekeen.com. Just search for Shire Choir liquor, and it'll come up. And the purpose of those instances is to bring attention to the fact that, at least here in New Hampshire, the state government actually sells one of the hardest drugs known to man, which is alcohol, and prohibits one of the most benign, which is cannabis. And to kind of juxtapose that, you know, the state is putting people in jail for using a plant, but yet it is selling the most dangerous, one of the most dangerous drugs, maybe second to heroin, which is alcohol. And so that's the point of that. That's kind of one of the reasons why the Shire Choir was formed. But once you start learning some of the songs, you can put them into to effect anywhere that you want. And so what we did this morning was we did some singing as Mitt Romney got off his campaign bus, and we sang these anti-drug war Christmas carols because this Romney character is such a jerk that he won't even acknowledge the presence of a crippled man in a wheelchair who's trying to ask him a question about medical marijuana. He completely is totally rude, standoffish, turns his back, basically, on a man. This was a video from back in 2007, a New Hampshire guy, if I believe a military veteran, who's permanently disabled because of his time in the military, and in serious pain as well, has found that marijuana helps him with his problem. And he wanted to ask Mitt Romney about that, and Mitt Romney blew him off and was incredibly rude. So he got some Christmas, some anti-drug war Christmas carols sung at him today.
I think that's fantastic. I wasn't there for that. Personally, as a native, politically speaking, I have to say that Mitt Romney was an auto out as governor of Massachusetts because of the love-hate between New Hampshire and Massachusetts. But I did not go to today's event, but I will tell you that Mitt Romney completely screwed up my morning. His big bus blocked all the traffic on Central Square, and there were cops, and it was high presence, and all those people with cameras, those pesky people with cameras, Ian.
I bet if MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, had been brought out and parked in the same location and had its engine running too, I bet the Keene police would have had a real problem with
that. There would have been.
Yeah.
I think we should test that. What are you up to tomorrow?
I don't have MARV. It's not my RV, but you could probably talk Peter Adamo into doing that.
I bet I could.
LibertyOnTour.com. So clearly there's one set of rules for us and then another set of rules for the politicians.
Oh, I think that was the theme of the day, really.
The two sets of rules.
Yeah.
We're going to get into the rest of the day here in a moment. We'll also take your calls as well at 855-453. But that went well. You know, we sung, we sang all of our songs. Most of the media completely ignored us. This Romney character was getting off of his campaign bus, and they were kind of like all huddled around him like a pack of hungry dogs.
It was a swarm. I saw it happen. as the bus was pulling up, I was behind the bus in traffic. This is why I'm complaining about the traffic jam that he caused.
Yeah, and they pretty much ignored us.
Yeah, it was a good group of probably 30 or 40 press people, press folks with cameras and badges.
There were a couple of maybe the more intelligent press folks that kind of did notice what we were doing and thought to themselves, maybe I should get a shot of that.
Good.
And they came up and they did. So there, it was worth it. I mean, because we did get some people shooting video. And, of course, other people with just their cell phones or whatever were coming up and taking pictures, handed out some information. But besides that, really the only point was to be seen and do the Shire Choir thing. So that went well.
Now, personally speaking, I am pretty not in favor of me singing in public. I'm not a big fan of me singing in public. So I had not joined the Shire Choir. But unfortunately, over the course of the day's events, I was inspired to join.
Really?
And it's not unfortunately. I don't have a terrible voice, but... I was inspired to join the Shire Choir by the end of today.
That's right. That's right. You did kind of come in.
Well, I did.
It has been a long,
long,
long
day.
I mean, we started at 8:30 this morning.
I was up before that.
But
actually, when the day started. Yeah.
But to actually be out and doing activism, literally, it was 9 to 5. I mean, it was 8:30 till 5 o'clock tonight, and. It started out good. You know, the Romney thing went well. You know, we sang. People took pictures. That was great. We then had two court hearings. One was an arraignment. The other was a trial that were scheduled for the same time.
Pretty uneventful.
At 9 a.m.
Yeah.
The one with Derek J. didn't go as he expected. It was supposed to be a trial, but it ended up being a technicality where he was told he had to file a different motion or something like that. So he did that.
He's still going to prevail.
Right. And he came. Well, I hope you're right.
Yes.
But he came out to join us at the Shire Choir after that.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't even get to go to his thing because it was so fast. We didn't even realize it was going to be like that. And then the usual waiting around as we waited for the other gentleman, Bo, to have an arraignment at Superior Court. And it wasn't really much of which to speak there except for just waiting around in a hallway.
Yeah, there was a lot of waiting to be had at the Superior Court today.
It tends to be how these things go. But it was later on where things got really interesting. It was during the trial that I was having. It was a civil trial where I was there to defend the right of transparency, the right to the free press, being able to go and get governmental records. And it was supposed to be, you know, it was just supposed to be a civil trial today.
Yes.
But they decided they wanted to have taken issue with people that were not standing up for the man in the robe, and arrests were made. And we'll tell you more about that coming up here in a moment. Kevin is with us, though, in Indy, listening to WXNT. Kevin, you're on with Ian and Nenny.
I have to report to you one of the greatest travesties in the history of the United States.
Bring it.
In Indiana, we have tax on beer that's included in the price of the beer. So in other words, if it's $10, a certain percentage of that $10 is taxed. And then on top of that, we have to pay sales tax on that same beer. Is that not a travesty?
Wow.
That is a travesty. My question is the tax that's included shown on your receipt?
No, it's a hidden tax.
Sneaky.
But go ahead.
I said sneaky.
Yes, it is. It's just disgusting. I just don't understand it. And also to prove the point about prohibition, we are not allowed to sell beer at our stores or liquor stores on Sunday. So what happens is we have individuals that will sell beer out of their homes. And we had an individual that was arrested finally after a year-long process of investigation. And God knows how much that cost. He was busted with over 5 hidden cans of beer and whiskey. And 11 pounds of weed. And I just think that is just a great travesty. What a waste of product.
That's a lot of weed.
It's also a shame that someone has to go and spend time in jail because of that as well.
You know, life can be so cruel. And I, you know, what can you do?
What can you do? Well, I would say you can, if you love liberty at least, join the Free State Project and come and help us get free. Because if we all stay separated, then there really isn't much we can do.
But just think how much money they're losing by not being able to sell beer on Sunday at liquor stores because they're trying to keep people from becoming intoxicated so they can't go to church.
That's a blue law. That's a blue law. Yeah. We had that here in New Hampshire for a very long time.
They
got rid of it not long ago. I think it's in the last 10 years that we've gotten rid of the blue laws in New Hampshire.
Places like that still exist all around the country.
So now you can go to church drunk.
Good times. Because no one can plan, right? No one can buy extra alcohol on Saturday to plan for Sunday. Thank you, Kevin, for the call tonight.
I
appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Look, people that really want to get drunk will do what it
drunk.
Takes. They're going to do what it takes.
That's
they'll,
right.
They'll, even if they forget to plan and buy extra for the weekend, they'll go buy some Listerine at you know, the local discount store. Morphe, telling you, they do it. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades: salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial in toll free, bring us anything you want, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, and joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
Don't forget, those features include news updates, so you, if you would like to be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live, can get signed up for our news updates at news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever works best for you. Once again, news.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, you need to go to manventureoutpost.com. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. Manventureoutpost.com, family-owned, and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low, they can't be mentioned. Get an additional 5% off if you use coupon code FTL. So head on over to manventureoutpost.com and get it quick at manventureoutpost.com. We're recounting and recapping today's crazy events in Keene, New Hampshire. One of the most popular destinations for activists to move here as part of the Free State Project or the Shire Society. And obviously, there's some other areas in New Hampshire that are pretty popular. Manchester is the big one. But here is a real challenge, because in Keene, nothing is happening like this anywhere else in New Hampshire. This is the most challenging area, in my opinion, in which to live, because here the court system is insane. They will have you arrested for wearing a hat, and no other court in New Hampshire except for Milford have I ever experienced the hat crackdown that I've experienced out here. They will threaten you and arrest you for not standing for the man in the robe, and I've never had anyone been arrested or threatened for not standing in other courthouses around New Hampshire. But here, today, was the very first day where anyone was ever actually arrested for not standing for the judge. It usually happens that people in this particular court, there's two courts in Keene, one's district, one is superior court. In district court, they don't care. You can stay seated. Nobody says booty about it. No big deal. In Superior Court, there's one particular judge who is a control freak. It's the guy who presided over the hearing that put me in jail for 58 days. Same guy. And he is a total control freak. He basically has this stick up his butt about people standing up for him. And his bailiffs today threatened people who did not stand, and the whole group of folks that were
threatened us before that, though.
They have threatened, and usually people will go ahead and stand or leave the room, right? But today, there were probably eight people back there, and all of them stayed seated. They were all immediately threatened by the bailiffs. And this was right at the very beginning of my trial, right when the judge, the man in the robe, walked into the room.
It was even before that. Because in the morning, we were there for the morning session for Bo, and Tebow walked up to you and was menacing to you. And
he grabbed me by the arm and suggested that I better watch myself because I'm on suspended sentence.
I'd really like to preface my remarks on the show tonight by saying that I've watched the Free State Project for a long time. I'm a native. I've known of the Free State Project. I've been watching the FSP and Free Keene for 4 years. Ian and I met for the first time a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I haven't really been particularly involved in the civil disobedience aspect of things. I wasn't really sure where I could be of some use. But it was while you were in jail that I met Mark and I started doing the show. And
right.
And as that kind of progressed, I became involved with the Free Keene folks. I guess it would be safe to say I hate painting with a broad brush, but there is a group of people who happen to be around here that I happen to enjoy their company. And today I went to a courthouse that I've been to numerous times before. I'm college educated. I'm a native. I was well dressed. I was respectful. And the way that I was treated personally was appalling.
You mean today?
Today. But the way my friends were treated, you saw me.
Your mouth was gaping. I mean, you were shocked.
I was beyond shocked. It's beyond the pale what I saw today. I've seen videos. You guys are fantastic videos. I hate cameras, so that's one of the reasons I hadn't really become involved in what's happened here. But I saw what happened to Pete with the hat in Keene District Court.
Right.
That outraged me. I can't even imagine how I would have reacted if I had been there in person like I was today. I saw Jason Talley dragged across a courtroom floor.
Yeah.
I saw my friend Kelly arrested, taken off in cuffs. I know how I was treated. I was not treated respectfully. In the courtroom, I was yelled at and told that I was sitting in front of some folks who were wearing their hats. I wasn't paying attention to what they were doing. But then I was told that if I didn't stand for a judge, I would be told to leave. And if I didn't leave, I would be arrested.
Right. A public courthouse.
He was addressing specifically the right-hand side of the courtroom, which was where I was sitting with some folks.
Right.
The family for Tom Ball was on the other side, generally speaking. We were...
It's the family of the man that immolated himself in front of the courthouse.
Just happened to be. And now I rather wish I had gone over to sit on their side of the courtroom. And now in hindsight. But as it was, I was sitting between Jason Talley and Derek, and Kelly was on Derek's other side. And this man, I'd never really noticed before, was incredibly abusive, disrespectful, rude, threatening. And I was just there. I had filed a motion to film on behalf of the Shire Free Press. But he didn't really know me from Adam, and right. He was yelling, "You will rise when the judge comes in." And I was listening to him when the judge came in, so I didn't stand up.
And no one stood on that side of the room. I did not stand. And they immediately jumped down your throats for it and started demanding that you either stand or leave, get out. And no one was leaving either. So that's when they began to call the sheriffs up, and they began the process of individually kind of leaning over and looming over each individual that was there that was staying seated.
It's tight quarters in there. If you get
the whole courtroom can only
out,
hold the audience area can only hold about 22 20. Or
yeah.
so.
Yeah, about 20 people.
Yeah.
So I got up, I stood up, and Jason was to my right, and he stood up as well, and Kelly remained seated, Derek stood up, and we all gradually made our way out, except once I had made my way out, there suddenly was an issue with Jason, with Tally.
Right, they didn't like that he wasn't going fast enough for them, essentially. Like, he had started to leave by the time they decided to arrest him, so
right.
he was actually in the process of leaving.
Right.
Because I don't think he really wanted to get arrested. And he was shocked by it and basically turned to the man in the robe and said, you know, can you have them let me go? I'm trying to leave.
We're trying to represent the press, actually.
Well, true.
That's what we were doing.
But he was willing to leave,
yeah.
and so he tried to say this. And then the judge passed the buck
to the bailiffs
and said something like, well, it's up to the bailiffs,
yeah.
which is never up to the bailiffs. It's always up to the man in the robe. The bailiffs do the man in the robe's bidding.
I may not have stood for Judge Arnold today as because I was distracted in hearing the person who was yelling at me, but I will tell you, I will never stand for that man again.
Never. Well, you'll get to go to jail. 855-450-FREE. That's
red
the
pill, baby.
CAI toll-free line. I want to talk more about the red pill in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want. So two of our friends were arrested today here in Keene because they stayed seated when a man in a robe walked in a room. You can take control here. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and get interactive there. You can interact in various different ways over at freetalklive.com. One of them is by going to the Shrine of Female Listeners, shrine.freetalklive.com. If you're a lady listener of the program, you can be on the Shrine as part of our Shrine of Female Listeners, which is purpose is to basically show that women actually listen to this show, because talk radio kind of has this, I guess, mentality of aiming more toward men, and I don't think that's very fair.
It's not enough for us to just be on the air.
What do you mean by that?
Like women. You have plenty of women who...
It's true. But
co-host.
But they say that talk radio is listened to mostly by men. And we want to show that there are lady listeners of this program. And so many of them have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners. So go see what I mean. If you are a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine. Or you can just look at it over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Bitcoins, by the way, are the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash. They can be used anywhere in the world, and you don't have to ask permission from anybody. No government or corporation is going to tell you you can or can't use bitcoins. They can't be counterfeited or inflated, and you can now buy them in physical form with credit card or PayPal, thanks to memorydealers.com. They make great conversation starters and gifts. And, of course, can be transferred back into digital form at any time. Be part of the currency that's transforming the world. Get your bitcoins at memorydealers.com. That's memorydealers.com. Today was, as you described it, Nemi, a red pill day.
Oh, it was for
you,
me.
For you. For me, you know, it was just more of what I'm used to at this point because,
the activist community here in Keene, New Hampshire, and of course, if you've listened to the show for a while, you know we're based in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire, and Mark and I, that Mark's normally here during the week. He's got a week off for Christmas.
Another vacation.
Yeah, well, that's what he does. But we moved here because of the Free State Project, which is a movement of liberty-minded people all converging to the same place. And Keene was where we chose because I liked it. I liked the idea of coming here because at the time there was a neat civil disobedience movement here, and I thought that was a really cool aspect of the liberty movement that I wasn't familiar with at all coming from Florida and that I wanted to be a part of. And boy, have I been. And as a result of that, the courts have been cracking down. They didn't like the fact that people were bringing video cameras in there and holding their bureaucrats accountable for their behavior, or at least attempting to. So they came down with policies that essentially severely restricted the ability for people with cameras to be able to record people with cameras coming into the court lobby, for instance, and being able to just record whatever's going on. So they were arresting people back in 2009 for this. They arrested our very own Derek Jay for this earlier this year. They also have arrested Jason Talley from Talley.tv for having video cameras in court. So we've really lost ground. I mean, we used to have the ability to be in the lobby with video cameras, and the fact is that they changed the rules because of activism. They changed the rules because so much was going on.
I think it's important to note that initially all of this, if you read it in the press, as a local who was not, I'm not a mover, to read in the press, it was painted the loss of our privileges, quote unquote. I think the slant was easy to blame the folks from Free Keene, the activists.
Well, that's why it happened, because of the activists.
Well, it did. It happened because of the activists, but again,
because we were using our ability to keep an eye on these people.
You don't have to go. You don't have to report to every fight you're invited to, and I don't say that. I think my perspective has certainly changed in the course of the last year, where I don't see that it is the fault, quote unquote, of the activists for the trouble in the Keene courts. I, especially after what I've seen today, I really have to say to folks, video does not do the reality justice. It really doesn't.
It's better than nothing, though, and right now we have nothing. And they've taken that from us, and it's ground that we allowed to be taken from us, because in 2009, when they made the first arrest of Sam Dodson for recording video at the district court here in town, the appropriate response, I think, would have been to have six people show up the next day and record video in that courtroom or that court lobby, actually, and go ahead and make a stand and bring a bunch of people in and make a stand for that particular issue and refuse to back down on it. But unfortunately, we just didn't have enough people who were willing to take a risk of being arrested at that time, and it never ever really panned out until this past Friday when folks went to the Supreme Court, which we've talked about.
It's coming.
We talked about recently, and we won that one because we had enough people there.
Yeah.
But also, we didn't really know what was going to pan out, and no one had ever been to the Supreme Court, so it was kind of like a question mark. Whereas if you go into Cheshire Superior Court tomorrow with a video camera, you're going to get arrested if you don't leave. And
no, you'll get arrested if you stand in the lobby and they decide they don't want you there.
That's right. They threatened you today over that.
They did. They threatened me today over numerous things. And mostly, and what upset me so much was I was already flustered. I was shaking after what happened in the courtroom. I was physically shaking, physically felt ill.
It's sickening.
From what I saw, I thought I was going to, I don't know what I was going to do when I saw Jason Talley dragged across the floor, but I was beside myself with upset.
Yeah.
It was not okay, because I had just been sitting next to him and he did nothing wrong. I think it's easy to say it's hyperbole to say, well, they're jailing, they're caging peaceful people.
That's not hyperbolic at all.
I don't think it is. I really don't. And when it's a friend of yours, when it's a good person who is a peaceful person who has not done anything wrong,
just sitting there
or standing there, and having two bailiffs, one was hanging over him with cuffs in his hand, and the other had blocked my way, leaving that particular aisle. The chairs are packed in there, and then to see him, I mean, there. to see his wrists now. I hate that the Superior Court today convinced me that activism is the way to go. I hate that it did, but it did.
When you say that, what do you mean activism is the way to go?
I don't think what they're doing is right. I've traveled around the state for years now and gone to courts. I don't work for the government, but I've just had business in various courts around the state.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been treated the way that I have been today. My first assignment as a member of the press was up to Grafton County Superior Court. And the contrast and compare between Grafton County Superior Court and Cheshire County Superior Court is like night and day. I was treated respectfully by the Sheriff's Department and the office staff in Grafton County. I was allowed to keep all of my electronic equipment. I was just prohibited from using it in the courthouse unless I had permission. Which I did.
Which, but that's not good enough in my book, but it's a huge world away from Keene.
It's night and day from Keene.
Here, they take all of your equipment as soon as you walk in the front door, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to beg a man in a robe in order to get some of it back so you can actually record a trial. You're not allowed to record anywhere in the entire courthouse.
Neither of my notices were to film were voted on today, or were ruled on today, excuse me. I had filed a notice for Beau's arraignment, and that we didn't end up going into a courtroom, so I didn't have to record anything. But for both Kelly and Tally, there was nothing said about the notice being.
Well, to be fair, we did arrive late to their arraignments, because what ended up happening was they got arrested in the courtroom for basically not standing or not leaving when they were told to leave. And I'm sorry, but that's got to be an illegal order for a man, a bailiff, just simply say, you need to leave this courtroom because you won't stand for the judge? That's nonsense.
I have never seen anyone conduct themselves the way this man conducted himself today. He was so disrespectful to you.
He was
menacing and threatening to everyone, me included, and I had done nothing wrong.
Oh, you were hanging out with us. That's what you did.
That
wrong,
was my crime. Was it? Was it that I? Because
guilt
I'm
by association.
I'm not a free stater. I'm a native.
Right.
So, I'm with the group. I'll tell you more about the guy I met outside the courtroom when we come back.
All right, 855-453, the toll-free number. Nenny's experience today, kind of a shocker for her. 1-855-450-3733, as it would be for anyone who thinks that there's some level of accountability that these bureaucrats have. Because I can tell you,
no,
there's no way to hold these people accountable, except to just stop paying for this nonsense. 855-453, it's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin. Yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free and bring us anything you want at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features there. You can support the show if you'd like. Shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. It's Amazon. There's links to Amazon there. You click into the one that's right for your country. It'll take you to the appropriate Amazon, and then whatever you buy at that point, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It's that simple. You're still getting the same great Amazon deals you're used to, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. And we're talking a huge selection. I mean, groceries. Amazon sells groceries. So you head over there, get your shopping taken care of, and enter through shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI, they bring in the phone lines here on Free Talk Live. They're also a longtime sponsor of this program, the perhaps longest-running major sponsor of Free Talk Live. And they have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. They can help your company with paying, you know, with those collections that you're trying to do. Early out billing as well, and purchasing charged-off receivables, they'll do that for you too. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, and they record every call they make, so you can check up on them, and they have the best equipment money can buy. Your business will be handled as efficiently as possible with SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com, the top of our banner column. Mike is with us listening in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Ian. Hi, hey.
Allie. It's actually Nemi on tonight, but go ahead with your thoughts, Mike.
Yeah, I went today, and I walked into an actual Medicaid office here in Mississippi, and they had a sign up that said no cameras allowed, and it fell under the HIPAA regulations. It was really, I thought, silly. They said it because it protected other people's privacy, and that other people didn't want to be filmed in that office. And Mississippi is just absolutely, you know, turned into a full-blown police state.
Well, welcome to the police state of America. I think that's happening everywhere. And that's interesting that you bring that up, because there was an incident a couple years ago here in Keene where I had my cell phone camera stolen right out of my hands by an EMT who had lost his mind because we were filming him in public doing his job of trying to, you know, take somebody into the ambulance. And he cited some HIPAA regulations, which was nonsense. I mean, the people that know about this HIPAA thing, it's some Federal Privacy Protection Act.
Did he have a patient
like
on board?
They were taking a patient into the ambulance in public.
Ah.
And I'm sorry, no, your little federal law doesn't stop me. Just because you're doing your job with your patient doesn't stop me from standing in a public place and recording what you're doing. The HIPAA Act was about privacy as far as medical records and things like that are concerned. So, yeah, I guess it would make sense, like, if you're in this Medicare office, that you shouldn't be able to film someone filling out a form without their permission, because there could be some private information on that form. But otherwise, if it's a public place, you should be able to be in there filming.
Right. I mean,
I don't know what you're going to film in there. I mean, I can't imagine it's that interesting. But what were your intentions, to film the interactions with the bureaucrats?
Well, you know, I just had a pocket cam in my pocket. I had my little camera in my pocket. And the lady, they all work behind glass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do not want to interact with the public whatsoever.
Right. They want to have a layer of protection between you and them.
Hey, a layer of protection. Now, our Alcorn County here in Mississippi, they have glass where you buy your car tags. We have a new prison here. They have cameras on school buses, you guys.
Oh, yeah. They've had those.
It just absolutely. And when I went and got my driver's license renewed, it was like walking into the gates of hell.
I can relate to that. I just renewed mine two weeks ago, yeah.
Mike, thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing that tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Joe, calling from my hometown of Sarasota, Florida. Joe, you're listening to WSRQ out there. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida, and what's on my mind is the new law they passed here in the state of Florida concerning the oxycodone problem. I'm a guy that's been here since 1990. I've had 5 back operations, the last one of December 10th of 2010.
Okay.
And I've been getting medication all these years. Now I go to my pain doctor, and I had to fill out a form to where I have to take a urine test once a month. I had initial that I also can be called in for a pill count. Also, the main thing was that I have to be willing to share my medical records with the law enforcement here in the state of Florida.
Wow.
Wow. They can call you in for a pill count?
Yeah, they can call you in for a pill count anytime they want. And
I believe it.
If you refuse to take the urine test, or if you refuse to be willing to share your information with law enforcement, then you don't get your medicine. And the funny part about it was is that, you know, in the town here, I get all my medicine filled at Target. And the month of December, Target no longer had this medicine, said they wouldn't have it no more till the new year. So I went to CVS, and CVS had it the month of November. In December, they didn't have it, so I went to Walgreens. And Walgreens turned me down 2 weeks ago, and I said, can I ask you why? She says, well, we have you on our list as you go into other pharmacies. And I was about to tell her why, and she said, sorry, I don't feel right filling this. I'm going, you've been filling, I mean, I've been getting this medicine for almost 10 years now. But because, you know, I wanted to explain to her, hey, Target don't have them for the whole month of December until January, and CVS, you know, now and then they don't have them. You know?
Right. It's not that they don't want your business. It's that they're scared to death that the DEA or the Florida Drug Task Force, whatever they are, is going to come after them. Now, who calls you in for the pill count? Is it the police department?
No, the doctor. They got these pain management doctors now so scared that they had to hire lawyers to figure out to protect themselves.
I think it's called a pain contract.
That's what it is, a pain contract. But I didn't mind signing the urine test. I mean, here's the thing. I had stomach problems and a hiatal hernia where they were giving me stomach medicine. And back in 2009, I started taking 2 or 3 puffs of marijuana at 10:30 at night. Now when I went to this doctor, I told him, and I said, Doc, I took the P test. He says, Joe, you come back positive for THC. I says, I know, Doc. He goes, well, Joe, for me to prescribe this anymore, you're going to have to quit. And now to quit that, yo, the best part about it is to quit that, they give me Xanax back to sleep, or Ambien, and give me stomach medicine, Xanax test this stuff. You know, we're
this is horrible. I had no idea this was happening. Mm-hmm. I am so sorry to hear about it because, you know, a lot of people feel like marijuana is a big help to them. Like you said, it helps, you know, helps you go to sleep at night. Some people it helps with pain. And essentially, this new law is going to enrich the pharmaceutical companies even more. It's going to prevent people from self-medicating with natural products like marijuana and force them into using, as you mentioned, all of these pills, which have all kinds of crazy side effects.
If they want to go by the rules.
I mean, if anybody takes this medicine for more than 30 to 60 days for, I mean, 5 back surgeries, you definitely, you know, have a problem. You just can't stop. But for them to, you know, the law enforcement now, they just don't get to see that you're on pain meds. They get to see that you're on blood pressure medicine or Lexapro. And I'm thinking about the guy that's working for a corporation and might be taking something that, you know, the corporate don't know. He's doing his job, no problem. But now, you know, I mean, that's out there. And when you go in there, you sign the HIPAA Act where you got medical privacy. But here, and like the other states are watching Florida.
See how it's working out in Florida.
I'm just thinking that somebody's going to have a tough time getting their medicine, and you know, either wind up going, you know, stroking out or having a problem, and then a lawsuit's going to come along. Because I believe that's totally
scary,
you know, illegal against as far as our rights and stuff, especially the privacy right. So now you got law enforcement,
it's so crazy.
200-300 cops now that can pull up on the computer and find out, you know, okay, they see you taking medicine, but then also see, oh, this guy tested positive for THC, so he's smoking weed, so let's keep an eye on him.
And all of this under the auspices of the idea that that we need to stop people from getting these pills. I mean, it's nonsense. People are going to keep getting these pills no matter what. There's always going to be underground ways these pills break into the marketplace, whether it be somebody waylaying a semi-truck loaded up with pills, robbing the pill manufacturing warehouse. I mean, these things have all been done. It's just holding up the pharmacy at gunpoint. All of these things have been done, stealing out the back of the pharmacy, whatever, shorting prescriptions. All of this stuff happens. And innocent people are going to get caught up in the crossfire as well. Even people that aren't actually selling their oxycodone.
That's my whole thing. The whole thing was they cast such a wide net with this law now. They're getting innocent people, you know, that are actually taking the medicine. You know, I mean, you got people in an office that I see that have nothing wrong with them. They just they pay cash. And it's a legitimate doctor, you know, but, you know, and some of them are not even being tested, you know what I mean? And they're just sitting there nodding out in the waiting room. And yet, you got to, you know, some of them are not being tested. It's where the discrimination comes in at. You know, if they don't like the way you look or something, you know, you look funny or whatever, as far as just looking
this
normal.
This is the way things
you know,
go with control, right? I mean, Joe, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. This is what happens with control. There's always more. There's always another level of control right around the corner.
Meanwhile, in Europe, you can get Class 4 scheduled drugs with no prescription at all.
Is that right?
Yes.
Incredible. That's the way it should be. You should be able to walk into the store and buy whatever you want right off the shelf. No prescription. If you want to see a doctor, see a doctor. But you shouldn't have to need these things. Hour 3 is next.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.